We are doing it live.
And 3, 2, 1.
Alrighty.
We are live.
Yeah.
It's podcast time. What's up, everybody? It's BC Villanova, born on the morning on October 26th, to be exact. I got a birthday coming up. Pretty crazy. Crazy
birthday
stuff.
Birthday boy. Happy birthday, my brother, baby bruh.
Joining the studio today with none other than Villanova's own Bobby Dredd, bass player extraordinaire.
What the guan, Bobby Biss, Biss Alien, Bobby Dredd, Villanova. One time, whoop whoop.
And none other than Young Sean, drummer extraordinaire, vocalist, and boxer enthusiast.
What's going on, y'all? Young Sean.
Oh,
you got melodic with this shit.
I did.
Look at that. Oh, my God. Now. Go ahead, baby.
I like it.
Smoking.
You like it or you like it, huh?
Smoking that fucking gas.
This is already off to a great start, this podcast, I can already tell. So what's up, everybody? We just played an amazing show at the Outer Banks in North Carolina. We're excited about our show October 25th at the Senate in Columbia, South Carolina.
Cola SC. We want to see everybody in the place to be. Villanova.
It's going to be a Halloween-based show, a Halloween bash with our friend Terrence Young. They're opening up. And also, I'm excited that some of my students are opening up as soon as the doors start. Really proud of them. And their ages are from 14 to 19. They're going to be rocking out with some originals and a couple cover songs and stuff like that. And it's going to be a good time.
That's beautiful, man. I think it's beautiful that you're teaching the youth to keep it rocking, man, to keep real music alive, to keep instrumentalists alive, you know, playing guitar and bass and singing and expressing themselves creatively. BC, seriously, man, thank you, man, for doing that, teaching the youth. You know, that's beautiful. Beautiful.
It's a fulfilling job, you know what I mean? It's
doubt.
Good times. It pays
no
bills
doubt.
And it brings some light to my soul.
Heard.
You know, a
no
little
doubt,
bit.
Man. No doubt. So. I mean, those are the future leaders of the youth, man. And we got to have, you know, somebody to carry on, the realness and the creativity and the passion of live music. You know, getting out here on the road and putting in that work, you know, because that's really what it's about. And that's how you cut your chops. That's how you become, exercise your stardom and become a star, you know, getting on the road and getting on the road and hold on a second.
Good Lord, sir.
Getting on the road and you know, cutting your chops and going through the ups and downs of life, you know, that's how you become a real musician. You know, that's beautiful. And meeting different people and going to different cities and eating different delicious food and playing the gig to probably to the fucking floor, you know, sometimes. And then probably to a crowd of maybe 50,000, you know, because that's the extremes that we've been through as a band, right? You know?
That's very true. We have certainly done both of those scenarios. No doubt about it. Young Sean is scratching a lottery ticket right now. And did you win? Well, the odds are pretty much against you. So tonight, we're going to talk about Halloween memories.
Yeah, that shit got your ass, don't it, boy?
Indeed.
Memories of Halloween. The Halloween season is upon us, y'all. And we got the October 25th Halloween-based show. So it's time to share some stories.
Hey, where's the show at, though?
The show is at the Senate, formerly known as the Music Forum in Columbia, South Carolina.
And where is it in Columbia, South Carolina?
Where is it? It's on the corner of Senate and Assembly, I believe.
Exactly. And it is at what? An all-ages show?
All-ages show. Kids 10 and under get in free.
Kids 10 and under get in free. We're doing a costume contest. We also got Terrence Young opening with some dope-ass funk and R&B. We need everybody to come out because we only play Columbia, what, like twice a year?
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah, what is it?
$1.
Oh, you know, $1. That's all. What is it? Halloween and St. Patrick's Day, usually?
Yeah, typically.
So my thing is, like, we always get people asking, oh, when is Villanova playing in town again? You know, because we're always on tour, you know, and we love playing Columbia, and we appreciate the love of Columbia because that's what made us. But, you know, we need everybody to come out to this show Friday, October 25th at the Senate, because we only play Columbia like, what, once or twice a year. So we need to see everybody facing the place, you know, and we appreciate the love and support. So we want to see y'all out there with y'all best costumes on, you know.
There you go. And aside from just talking about the show, let's talk about some Halloween memories, you guys.
Halloween memories. Yes.
One thing we were talking about earlier, which was kind of interesting, is young Sean was not really allowed to partake in a lot of
the Halloween customs, you know what I mean? I understand that. But being that his grandfather was a pastor, you know, so I understand that, you know.
Young Sean, explain to us a little bit about your Halloween of the past.
There is no Halloween of the past. I was in church most of the time.
Boo!
You're going to hell. Probably going straight
been
to
there,
hell.
Been there, got a t-shirt. That's where all my friends are, but anyway.
But, yeah, you know, my granddad never was really into the dressing up type of thing, going knocking on people's door to door, asking for damn candy and shit. You know, he was always about, we're going to give a word, and then we're going to have trunk or treat at the church. All right, this sounds like a plan to me, Granddad. I'm all for it. So I was a drummer, so, you know, I never really wore costumes because it's kind of hard to play drums.
You were a drummer as a kid?
You are a drummer.
What are you talking about?
I played drums at my granddad's church when I was fucking, like, 5 years old.
We stole them from the church.
Yeah, swear to God.
You can wear a costume as a drummer.
No, that's what I'm saying. I didn't have on a fucking costume. I just,
No, he couldn't.
I wore church clothes. Suit. Not a suit, but like a shirt, tie, fucking khakis.
Not even a mask? Come on, man.
Hell no. He wasn't playing that. And then my mama was never really into it either. She just was like, you know, I guess she was just scared something was going to happen.
Like demonically?
Not demonically, just like somebody might snatch you or something. You know, you're just out at night going from house to house.
Why is somebody going to snatch your little chunky candy eating ass? What's it going to do with you?
Says the guy that fucking he eats a cookie while he's got one stashed in the cut.
I got a brownie up here from last week.
Look at that kid. But you know, the churches do some really cool Halloween stuff, though. So just because you didn't trick or treat, it doesn't mean that you missed out, like, on everything. Because, I mean, we did that a lot, too. I mean, we did the trick or treat thing because I lived in a very, like, suburban area. Where it was like, we felt pretty safe, you know what I'm saying? We'd go door to door. I got a lot of fond memories of that. But, man, we'd go to, like, some trunk or treat type stuff at the church, you know what I mean? And they would even have, like, a quote-unquote haunted house, but it would be, like, more like one of these, like, hell houses. Did you guys hear about that? You know what that is?
Say again?
So it's called a hell house. Do you remember that?
Is that like a that's like the more extreme scary houses,
well,
right?
No, it's like Christians do it to scare you straight. Like, there's like these scenarios.
Why don't we call it heaven house?
Well, it's like you're going to hell if you follow this behavior, you know what I mean?
But it's still
like,
scary shit.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's
so what's the difference?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Like, they call it a hell house because it's like, they're like, if you do teen pregnancy or you do drugs, you could end up going to hell.
Oh. Okay.
So a lot of these haunted houses at the church had, like, these deep morals. And they touched on, you know, sinful lifestyles and stuff like that. You know what I mean? It wasn't just like Freddy or the guy from Scream or Jason chasing you with a chainsaw or something like that.
Tilt.
So
yeah, boo.
Maybe not quite as cool.
Well, I mean,
did you go to a haunted house there, young Sean?
Yeah, I went to this haunted maze one time. It was whack as fuck. It was a bunch of white kids. It was in the fucking cornfield, dude. It was weird. My homeboy was like, yo, they got this corn maze that we should go check out. They said it's pretty scary. I was like, all right, cool, we're going to do it. Man, like, these were the worst actors ever. Like, they would jump out before the cart even gets to them. So, it's like, it's not even scary. It's like, we see them before we even get to them. Yeah. Like, if you're going to scare somebody, wait till you get right up on them, then jump out and scare them. Don't jump out of fucking 50 yards before they even get to you. Like, come on. It's whack. It's like a bad fucking movie, you know?
Yeah.
Anybody remember, like, the old school Halloween mask? Like, you know what I'm saying? It was just, like, the mask and, like, they had the little eye holes and, like, the little nose. So I was like, but you could barely fucking breathe and it was, like, the plastic.
Oh, yeah, like old school
costumes. Yeah, it was, like, hot as hell, you know? And it, you know what I'm saying? But I got one good Halloween. I have several, but this is one that comes to mind. I was in second grade. My buddy, my buddy John that I went to school with. You know, we went to a little Halloween party at his house, and his mom got pissed at me. I was bobbing for apples with no fucking teeth. I didn't have any front teeth. I was in second grade. Seriously, like, yeah. I had, like, the snaggle teeth, you know what I'm saying? And I was bobbing for apples with no teeth. You know, his mom got pictures of that shit still to this day. You know, every time I see them, you know, I'm 47.
So you was
now.
Gumming for apples.
Basically. But you know, good times, good times. That's right. You know,
that's crazy. Times, that's awesome. We talked about that, me and Abel and Corey. What a gross custom. Bobbing for apples?
Yeah, I mean,
dude,
yeah,
think about all that bacteria.
Horrible. Yeah, exactly. You know, but whatever. You know, you're not thinking about that when you, you know, in the second grade, you're just trying to get a fucking apple.
Yeah. So let's establish this right now. Is candy corn dope or whack?
I love candy corn.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of candy corn.
Candy corn is whack if that's all you got. Candy corn is good if that's all you got. Yeah. It's whack, you know what I'm saying? I mean, if you got, like, a bunch of other good shit, you know, that's great. But, like, if that's all you get as far as candy corn, the candy corn is a fucking bomb.
Yeah, I like candy corn. Did you guys ever get the candy cigarettes? You
know what I'm talking about? Yeah. And then you blow it out the smoke, and it's like the sugar smoke comes out of it. Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was the shit.
Fucking sugar stick was what it was.
Dude, do you remember the pixie sticks? It was like a straight up.
But I mean, like, it's like sugar they piss. Already predisposed everybody to do drugs. I mean,
exactly.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. You got the pixie sticks, you know what I'm saying? Then you got the candy cigarettes.
Yeah.
You know, I mean.
Fun dip is essentially like Coke in a bag.
Fun dip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they even had like wax bottles with liquid in them, like a beer.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Exactly. I remember all that shit, man.
Yeah, it's like trick-or-treating was essentially predisposing you to do drugs and alcohol later in life.
Prepared
so no wonder, young Sean, your mom had the foresight to not let you trick-or-treat, you know?
Yeah, but the thing is...
But I don't know that it really worked.
But they tell you everything fun is bad, you know what I'm saying? But, I mean, everything in moderation, ooh, you know what I'm saying? It's all about moderation.
Gas,
indeed. You know, everything in moderation, you know?
Yeah. Well, I kind of feel bad that young Sean never got a trick-or-treat. The first time we trick-or-treated was...
But it's all right. It's okay.
You're
it's
fine, right. though.
I'm cool.
But you know what? October 25th, he's going to get a chance to trick-or-treat. Someone bring young Sean a treat bag.
Bring him a treat bag.
Treat bag.
You know what you can bring me? Bring me some weed.
All right. What kind of trick-or-treat is it?
Bring me some money.
Okay. Well, we did a video with when Jordan was with
and
us.
And you know what I'll
song.
Give you in return for weed and money? The best drums you've ever heard and the most love you've ever
you do
had.
That anyway. For free.
Well, no,
free,
I don't do it for free.
Not for free, but you know what I'm saying.
No.
You'll do that without
Sean does not do it for free. I'm going to put that out there right now.
Don't
hit my inbox talking about no free shit. I'm telling you not. Just save it.
Well, you know, you're a professional and you get paid well for what you do, but honestly, it's like, it's such a release. We'd honestly probably do it for free. Luckily, we don't have to because people pay us money to do what we love, but you know what I'm saying.
I got to do it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, this ain't no choice. This is what we're destined to do.
We can't help it. You know what I'm saying?
This is what we're destined to do. This is my path. I know it.
This is in our DNA.
This is my path, man.
This is in our DNA. You know, we can't not do it. You know what I'm saying? You know, we got to do it. And it's an honor and a blessing for sure.
What about the Halloween that we spent in L.A. with Abel and Jeremy back in the day?
God.
That was some crazy shit. DJ Shadow was playing at the House of Blues.
That was nuts. Who was that? We saw Blink One. Was it Blink One? No, it wasn't. What was the band that we saw when we was at the on this trip?
Nick Brewer was there with fucking Mars Volta.
Yeah.
But it wasn't called.
I was telling somebody about this story the other night, like, you know, because there's a lot of homeless people, you know, God bless, but like, you can't go to the bathroom anywhere.
Yeah.
You know, so everybody pees on the streets and shit. So at the end of the night, they hose the streets off, you know. Remember we was walking down there and shit? Yeah. So we're walking down Hollywood Boulevard and shit. And I remember saying this shit. It's two different. It's kind of a story split in half, really. So, we're walking down the street. I remember this shit, and I was like, "Damn, they holding sidewalks off, you know, because everybody be peeing on the sidewalk. Damn, that shit looks slippery as a muck." And the last thing I remember seeing was the tops of my fucking shoes.
That's right. Yeah, you busted your ass. I forgot about that.
In front of me, I saw my toes in front of my face. Bam! So then the next day, I woke up, I was like, I felt like my hip was fucking broke, bro. I was like, yo, what did we do last night? I was like, man, what happened? Man, I am sore as hell. I feel like my hip is broken. He's like,
yeah,
bro,
yep.
You don't remember busting your ass on Hollywood Boulevard last night?
Yeah.
And it was like total fucking recall.
Yeah.
It was like the montage of like every fucking thing you did that night, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy, man.
Yeah, it's fucking awesome.
Me and Abel were talking about, we were out there right when Michael Jackson passed. And there was Michael Jackson impersonators out there on the street. Like,
yeah.
They were pretty lifelike. You know what I mean? Well, you know what I'm saying? They were close to pretty close to Mike. So, I don't know.
It was just good times.
I'm okay for now. I'm all right for now. But I appreciate it, good sir. Yeah. But.
Good times.
Yeah. So.
October 25th. The Senate.
There it is.
Villanova, Terrence Young.
And, yeah, I was going to say, like, I feel bad that Young Sean never got a trick-or-treat, and I wanted to take him on a trick-or-treat experience, but then we kind of did, because when we filmed the Give You My Name video, we did, like, a trick-or-treat, sort of, but instead of getting candy, we got Jägermeister shots.
My brother.
That's true, yeah. And Jordan Miller rapped on it, and me and him were, like, at a Walmart.
Jwad.
You killed it. Love his verse on there, man. It's dope.
Hell, yeah. Smash that shit.
But Young Sean's from such a church upbringing and stuff like that, and I feel like his grandfather and his mom, like, always tried to warn him of, like, demonic spirits and all this kind of crazy stuff. And now he's playing in a band with us, and we're just, like, singing a bunch of weird... And then I film stuff with him and the Grim Reaper and shit. Like, I feel like your mom is, like, worried.
That's not demonic. You know what I mean? He's fine. He's in good hands.
Yeah, but he's good.
I'm all good. I'm a demon. I'm already a demon.
He's a demon now. Great. All right. Sweet. Well, there we go.
I mean, well, BC, you did it. You did it.
Like, I turned you into a demon.
BC seriously turned me into a demon. I'm a fucking demon.
I'm a fucking demon. He needs a shirt that says that. You're not a demon, sir.
Yes, I am. Everybody, I need you to hear this. BC turned a good old Christian boy into a demon.
All right.
You're still a good Christian. You're just a good Christian boy. You're just a drum demon now.
Nope. I'm a demon. I'm a madman with mad thoughts. No, I'm just kidding, everybody. I'm not a fucking demon.
I'm just kidding. I'm not a demon, he says. Nah, I don't think you're a demon. You're a very good-hearted person.
Nah, man. You good, bro.
But, you know, we're not perfect. We may not perfect. We may do some weird stuff. You may play in a band with a very strange singer.
Oh, yeah.
Y'all
are definitely a bunch of fucking weirdos. I mean, we are. That's a beautiful thing, you know?
I would like to think that our band is founded on good-hearted people and good-hearted music, regardless of weirdness and the demonic influence. We don't really have a demonic influence. Maybe a little.
No.
But not really. Just dealing with personal demons.
There is the dichotomy of, you know, the soul and, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I think a big part of our band is honestly like the personal struggle of life, and that's what I write about lyrically. And then you guys come in with the strength of like the funk and the rock and everything like that,
and turn it into
what we are. But you know,
exactly.
That's what it is, man. It's like the struggle of your own personal demons and the whole shebang. So that's just another part of life. It's just part of the journey, you know.
It's part of living.
Yeah.
Yin and yang.
Yeah.
You know, you got to have the yin and yang.
Yin yang twins.
Damn, Skippy. Funk twins.
Yin, yang, the funk twins.
Now I'm about to spit some bars. You ready?
All right, go ahead. We got a couple minutes. We got 1 minute left.
You got 1 minute?
Okay. Yeah, I only do 20-minute podcasts. I don't do long ones. So we're about to come. We got to wrap this up. So go ahead. That's not what I sound like.
You sound like a fat motherfucker is what he sounds like.
No, okay. So here you go. Y'all ready? Real quick. Here's a BC beatbox versus a Young Sean beatbox. Should we do that or no?
I'm rap. You beatbox,
okay.
I'm a rap.
Okay, here we go. One, two, three, here we go.
Started school, I always was the class clown. Always was that who had played around. Couple years later, now I'm paying for it. Staying with my moms, I swear I live my days for it. I never graduated, still got my diploma, nigga. Right. Through the help of God, I knew I had to show these niggas that I was never dumb, I was smart with bad intentions. I was always a nigga with short attention. All I ever wanted was the glam life. Center stage, can I please have a spotlight? Let me grab the mic, let me tell it right. Yeah, this is the night to tell my life. Never had to struggle, we were never greedy. Parents always provided whatever we needed. We had clothes, had shoes, had food to eat. Every day we had clean socks on our feet. But there were times when the money got low, trying to figure out how the hell we went broke. Talking back to my moms, I could have got choked. Sad to say, but shit, that's just how the game go. Light bill due, money bill too. Mama on her knees praying, what we gonna do? And then she tell me, son, don't you give up. Remember Jesus and the love he gave us.
Okay, ooh, sir. Indeed. All right, nice and done, man. I like it.
Yeah.
That sums up your upbringing right there and why you couldn't go trick-or-treating all in one rap. I love it.
Yeah.
I like it, man. Good call.
Still got to eat candy, though. That's good. That's good.
Everything in moderation. That's what I have trouble with. I can't do moderation. That's my problem.
I got to eat candy and smoke some weed.
Candy.
Beep, 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 beep.
Listen, well, if you guys don't smoke weed, please do. It's good
okay.
for the mind.
So. All right.
Hey, I'm well, just thinking some real shit.
Thank you guys for listening to BC Villanova Radio. Thanks, Bobby, Bass, Alien, Guider, Dread, and Young Sean for joining us in the studio tonight.
Come on, bro.
We'll see you guys October 25th at the Senate in Columbia, South Carolina with Terrence Young for the Halloween party of the lifetime, y'all.
Yes.
God bless you. Be good.
But yeah.